You're listening to the January 2020 letter for the Wanderlust Catholic. Namaskar. This is a Bengali greeting. This month I decided to volunteer in Kolkata, India, with the Missionaries of Charity. The first thing I did when I arrived and had checked into my hotel was attend morning mass in the Mother House with the sisters. I saw that about 20 other visitors like myself had shown up to volunteer today. After mass, the sisters led us to the basement, where we spent time praying at the tomb of the saint who founded this order, Mother Teresa. On top of her simple tomb, part of a quote was spelled out in orange flower petals. Today it read, "I thirst for you." Soon we were helping in Nirmal Hride, the Pure Heart Home for the Dying. A local nun directed me to wash towels and sheets for the day, but other days I comforted the sick and dying, reading to them from the Bible, or cooling them with a wet rag. I also learned how to clean and wrap small sores. The jobs were physically hard and left me with a lot of time to reflect. Kolkata is a large city in eastern India, and there are so many people who are suffering and alone. This home is always full, and the nuns find someone else to help on the streets if they have an empty bed. The humility that Mother Teresa had to simply help those she could is amazing. She didn't worry about grand changes or politics. She just helped the suffering person right in front of her. After a few days of volunteering, a sister asked me to run out for supplies. She gave me directions to a charity about a mile away. I set out and took my first opportunity to see Kolkata. The name of the city was officially Calcutta at the time that Mother Teresa worked here, but was changed back to its Bengali name in 2001. The city shows the influence of British colonialists and is a cultural center of India. I pass several Hindu temples as I push a small cart along the busy streets. Cars honk all around me. It seems as if each car I can see is honking. The weather is mild and overcast, and I'm comfortable in a long-sleeve shirt. I stop for lunch and try a fish curry called Makher Jol, which is spicy and delicious. The restaurant owner suggests I stop into the sweet shop across the street to end my meal with Mishti Doi, which is fermented sweet yogurt. It's a light and delicious treat in the middle of my weeks of difficult work. After returning through the loud, busy streets with the medicine and bandages, I settle back into the work at the Home for the Dying. This trip has opened my eyes to more than simply caring for the sick. I have learned to respect the many years Mother Teresa spent caring for people in whom she saw the face of God. This thankless work could only be sustained or kept up by a deep faith in God. I hope to spend more time caring for the sick and lonely right in front of me. In Him, Bona Teresa.